Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Oh, dear Blood River Radio family. It's been such a pleasure tonight working with so many people. I really enjoy the mixture of people. And you think when you're laying a program out like this, you think 30 minutes would be a lot of time, but it's not. It's just really like Rich Hamlin could talk. You know, he's an intellectual. He has a degree in Greek and Latin from Vanderbilt University. He gets pretty deep sometimes. You gotta have some deep hip boots when he's on, because he like you say, he's an intellectual guy. But with the time going so fast, Miss Patty, Rand's wife, was the surprise. She was the star of tonight, I think. She was really great. I had a lot of great spontaneity, sincerity about her. Just came across as just really a kind, a very intelligent lady. I really enjoyed having her on. Anyway, right now, I was too busy talking to Brad before we went to the third hour to say who's coming on. Sister Nancy Hitz on the night. Sister Monica Braveheart's out climbing a darn mountain tonight. She's not going to be on with. She really is. She's literally climbing the mountain with some of her friends. So we got Sister Nancy and we got brother, the Bitter Ender, coming on. So they're going to carry this third hour here. I'm just going to rest my own voice and bring them in and out of the break. So Sister Nancy, tell us what we're going to be doing.
We're going to talk about an interview between Robert Kennedy Jr. and Tucker Carlson. And I have lots and lots of notes about the things that Robert Kennedy Jr. said in this interview. Tucker Carlson said that this is the only interview in which they will not speak about vaccines. Now, I don't think that we are endorsing Robert Kennedy Jr., but I do believe that he said some things that are invaluable. He and his family have been on the inside track politically for generations. And as I say, there's a lot of negative things about Robert Kennedy Jr. Of course, one of the main things is alignment with the Jews. That's his fatal flaw. He probably has other flaws, but that's one of his, for me, that's his fatal flaw. I want to pitch out one thing, and I know Gene's going to follow up on this, but in general, the candidates who are running for president, when they garner 15% polling, they can apply for security from the Secret Service 100 days before the election. Well, believe it or not, in spite of the fact that Robert Kennedy Jr. has had ongoing death threats, the Senator Mayorkas, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security, has blocked him from having security. Tucker Carlson was shocked because when he arrived, I guess, at the interview, he had no security, and he wanted to know, why do you think that they have done this? Now, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s opinion is, and he's only just deducting this from what he thinks, he said the cost of security is somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000 a month. And from this, he determines that this would be one way for the Biden administration to see that it'll be deducted basically from Kennedy's campaign fund. I mean, that's the way he's looking at it. There could be another way, of course, hoping that he's going to be knocked off. What is interesting is he mentioned those who we are paying as taxpayers. We are paying for their security. We're paying for Zelensky's security, John Bolton's security, who apparently is not in government any longer, and, of course, Hunter Biden. So you talk about discrediting. It's incomparable to compare someone who is campaigning and has death threats, and Senator Mayorkas basically based probably upon Biden's administration, decides that he's not worthy of Secret Service security. And another thing that Robert Kennedy Jr. said is talking about the media, how the media, he's so maligned and everybody seems to hate him. This is something we already know. He said there are no exceptions, that all the media are under control. There's no independent media, and they're all under big consolidation, and they pretend to be neutral. So I'll leave that. I guess Gene can follow up on those comments if he's there.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Agree with you 100% on that. The news media is a joke. It really is. It's just, you know, follows in lockstep with whatever their orders are from the central command
center.
the Communist Party on the Potomac. And whatever they tell them to do, that's what they do. And they just filter out the news they don't like. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and of course they're going to turn on somebody that calls their hand on it. You know, they hate Trump because, you know, he called them out on it. And I tell you one thing that's going to be really interesting, and I don't know how to access it. I'm sure our fact checker Rich can tell me how to do this. Is Wednesday night that Tucker Carlson's going to have that interview with Donald Trump? And to me, this is a classic because, you know, five times as many people are going to watch that as going to watch that silly debate with all those clowns out there jumping around on the stage. And it's,
you know,
Tucker Carlson's way to get back and stick it to Fox News for dumping him. And it's Donald Trump's way to get back and have, three or four times as many people watch him as going to watch those clowns that are going to be on that debate. So podcast. I don't know what it's on. I'm going to have to find out how to get access to that. But I think the stroke of genius of having that on at the same time as that debate and having it not on Fox by somebody that Fox got rid of and their ratings tanked after they did that, I think that you talk about a comeback. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
gosh. That is fantastic.
Yeah. This audio, or actually this video that I have of Robert Kennedy Jr. with Tucker Carlson, I think it's on Twitter. A friend of mine, a neighbor of mine, Kevin, he sent this to me, and I'm going to advise that everybody who's listening to this radio program, I think you should listen to this. It's very long. It's an hour and 20 minutes. But I just think that it's invaluable because he says some things that I had never heard before, and I think he's got an inside track. He had an inside track politically on the world from his point of view, from the Kennedy point of view. Of course,
sure.
Like I say, we're not trying to say that we support him, but I would like to go with now talk about his position on Ukraine.
Well, go ahead.
And I think
we had talked about a couple of days ago. You know, take each segment of the program, if it's all right with Eddie, and just
sure.
discuss one of the issues and, you know, kind of pick it apart and show, like you said, where he's got an insight to that, of course, the media is not going to report, and a lot of the political hacks in D.C. are not going to talk about. So go right ahead.
By the way, y'all, before you go, Rich says that Zero Hedge says Trump has declined the offer.
Oh, he has declined it. Oh, boo. I thought that would just be super great.
Well, it would have been great. It surely would have. I don't know why he did.
You mean he's not going to be on with Tucker Carlson? I heard that he was.
Well, I wish he would be, but if that's the same one you and Rich were talking about, it says Rich said that he turned it down.
I know he's not going to be on the debate. I know that.
Yeah, I thought that was the ultimate slap in the face for Fox.
Yeah.
That they got rid of Tucker Carlson, and he was going to have President Trump on there would outdraw the debate four or five times to one. So
Rich said he just read it.
We'll see it. See what happens.
Okay. Well back to Robert Kennedy. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Well, just like I say, I've got lots of notes because I think some of the things he said were things that we're not going to hear anywhere else. I'm going to repeat some of the notes, some of the things he said about Ukraine. He said the background is complex, and as we know, a group of neocons since 2001 have been talking about NATO in Ukraine. And of course, we've heard this story before, but according to him, Gorbachev withdrew 400,000 Soviet soldiers out of East Germany in order to allow it to be reunified with Germany. And he wanted the promise of NATO never moving even anywhere close to Russia. James Baker, the Secretary of State, now this is from Robert, these are notes from this interview with Robert Kennedy Jr. He promised never to move east. Later on, Brzezinski and Newland, Kagan project, they were determined to dominate the world. George Kagan, he forecast that Russia would not live with NATO on its borders, that we were forcing, that the U.S. actually, which was involved in the overthrow of the legitimate government that was pro-American, pro-Russian, I'm sorry, forcing Russia into a response. And we went ahead and moved in NATO into 14 countries around Russia. We had nuclear launchers 12 miles from Moscow, located in Poland and Romania.
We got to go to a quick break, Miss Ned. Oh, you heard it. Okay. Well, hold on to that thought, because those are some really hot button topics that y'all are getting ready to cover. Hang on, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, without further ado, we're going to go back to Sister Nancy because they have a long ways to go and a short time to get there. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Robert Kennedy said that one of the reasons that Russia is... concerned, or was concerned anyway, is that three times historically Russia's been invaded through Ukraine. And so it's a big security issue with Russia to be surrounded by NATO or be surrounded by a country. The NATO is actually an arm of the American military that's anti-Russia. So why would they want it surrounding them anyway? But the neocons have said that they wanted, they wanted to change Russia, but they have no right to do that anyway.
Quick break. I read you something. This is just breaking. I can't believe what I'm seeing. the fact checker himself has actually admitted to making a mistake. Write that down, Gene. He said, bless his heart. He said, Rich said, I read it incorrectly. Trump is skipping the debate to go on Tucker.
Right.
It will be on the next week. So that's great news. Anyway, I didn't even remember up, but I thought that was ground shaking news. But go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Thank you, Rich. Well, anyway, according to Robert Kennedy, he said that we financed USAID $5 billion to overthrow the elected government of Ukraine. That again. You know, taxpayers are oblivious to how much we have been spending to overthrow many countries. It's just another one we overthrew. Victoria Nuland is actually on a tape picking a new government leadership for the leadership of Ukraine. And one of the things that, you know, we always talk about this Minsk agreement, What was it all about? Well, what it was, before the invasion by Russia into Ukraine, there was an agreement that had been made with France, and actually Putin had agreed to it, to actually allow the eastern part of Ukraine and Crimea to remain semi-autonomous. France and Putin agreed, and of course America, I don't know how they stood, but when Zelensky was running, he ran on a peace agreement. Or that was his campaign for peace, and he said that he would sign the Minsk agreement when he got elected in 2019. But when he got elected, he refused to sign the Minsk agreement due to the U.S. likely, mainly the U.S. The U.S.
Nancy, hold it. You mean a politician made a promise before he was elected and then backed out on it after he got elected? I am shocked. I did not know those things happened.
They already overthrew the country, and then they decided that they would not. Well, America has never abided by their treaties and agreements anyway. But that's right. What I think is really odd and kind of an unusual thing. Putin had agreed to it, but what happened in March of 2022, when Putin had agreed to the Minsk agreement, guess who Biden sent in to torpedo the accord? He sent in Boris Johnson. See, I didn't know all of that. We know that even Lloyd Austin has said they want to degrade Russia. Biden has said he wants a regime change. And what it boils down to is Ukraine is nothing but a proxy war, and we're the ones that are have created this war. Biden, according to Robert Kennedy, has always been a dependable pro-war kind of guy. So that's kind of part of my notes. But some of this we already know.
Well, Biden is such a brilliant military commander. Just look at what a great job he did in Afghanistan. I mean, I don't know. It's a toss-up between Biden in Afghanistan or Custer at Little Bighorn. I don't know which was the worst military commander, but they're battling it out for that title right there.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, the thing that really got me in this interview with Robert Kennedy Jr., the thing that really got me is something I've already told you all about. He goes back to how we were tricked into Iraq by the neocons, and he calls them neocons. Now, this is
he
why
sure
the media hates him. The media hates him because he's telling some truths. He names them. Of course, he won't name the Jews, but he names the Victoria Nuland and the Kagan family. Well, what was interesting to me was this is really was the thing that really got me. He said we were tricked into Iraq, and guess who? When they were right after 9/11, they were trying to pass the Patriot Act, which is really unconstitutional, and it was pushing for torture of these people and all kinds of horrible things. two people were against this Patriot Act, and guess what? They each got, in the mail, they got anthrax sent to them.
That's huge to me. That's absolutely huge.
To me, this is just nothing but a threat. It was a threat from the U.S. military and from the U.S. government that you either comply and vote for the Patriot Act or you're going to take a chance of getting assassinated. And without a doubt, Robert Kennedy Jr. says that there is no doubt that this particular type of anthrax could only have come from Fort Detrick. It was American bioweapons, and that we have illegally opened up bioweapons. And part of the reasons that we have sent them to other countries is because we had signed an agreement, the Geneva Convention, in which it was a hanging offense to start and develop bioweapons. So we started, what we did is to create a new ruling that meant there would be no punishment for opening bio labs. This is actually going against the Geneva Convention. So the head of the bioweapons is at no good Fauci. And they, according to this, Fauci got a 68% raise from the Pentagon to do work on bioweapons, which increased his salary to more than a president's, $450,000. And the reason they were doing this, first of all, they do have bioweapons labs, according to Robert Kennedy Jr., in North Carolina, Galveston, Boston, and secret ones all over the U.S., but they have shifted them offshore into such places as Wuhan, China, and they're working under the Department of Defense and USIA and CIA.
Did you hear about the one they found? They found recently, within about a week ago, no more than 8 days ago, there was a warehouse. It was a real shoddy building. It looked like a bunch of high school kids put it together, but this is in California, and they found this laboratory there with hundreds and hundreds of rats, hundreds of them dead, hundreds alive, all kinds of vials of viruses, COVID stuff, AIDS stuff, and supposedly state the governor didn't know anything about this. So the point I'm saying this is it's got the hands of China on it and the hands of Israel, of course. But the point I was making, all this stuff hasn't been shipped off. They may say that it's been shipped offshore, but I would not count on it. And I'm going to shut up. I don't interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I don't think he was really saying it all got shipped off. He said that some of it was shipped off into many different foreign countries. Of course, he wasn't listing all the different countries, but he said there are secret ones in the U.S. That could have been the one you're talking about in California.
Could be. Well, why would he name the Jew?
I would like to ask Eddie. I mean, he said there were hundreds of dead rats. How did he know they were dead rats or not members of the Biden administration? I mean, how did you tell the difference?
You're
not making an assumption, are you?
Yes. they're still trying to figure that out. Yeah,
Well, we just want to clarify that for our listeners. You know, we don't want to this is Blood River Radio. This is not CNN or New York Times. We don't want to put out any false information. This could have been hundreds of dead members of the Biden administration. You could mistake them for dead rats. I understand how that mistake could be made.
Well,
okay.
They're pretty much one of the same.
Yeah, well, okay, all right.
Honest mistake.
Yeah.
Well, why would I shouldn't have said that. I should have
waited.
Right,
well, that's another question that crops up. You know, I think we have often thought that the John Kennedy's death was connected with his expose of going against nuclear weapons in Israel. But
yes.
That's not what Robert Kennedy thinks.
Oh, count me down as wrong. People, we got to go to a break. Be right back in about a couple of minutes. Go get you some coffee. Be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Southern California and the Southwest are bracing for landfall as Hurricane Hillary moves toward the West Coast.
President Biden has a warning for residents.
I urge everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
The region is under its first ever tropical storm watch. Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says Hillary will likely arrive tomorrow as a tropical storm.
This will bring significant and potentially dangerous and rare impacts to portions of Southern California and the Southwest U.S.
Hillary is expected to weaken before it reaches Southern California, but will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding. It's expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. I'm Jeremy Scott.
China is conducting military drills around Taiwan in an angry response to the Taiwanese vice president's recent stopovers in the U.S. China said earlier today the drills are a serious warning to separatist elements in Taiwan. Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating.
Lahaina will rise again. Let me be clear. Lahaina belongs to its people, and we are committed to rebuilding and restoring it the way they want it.
More than 1,000 people remain missing as search and rescue crews continue digging through the rubble and ash. The FBI is looking for a Florida Proud Boy who failed to appear in federal court for sentencing on Friday. Christopher Worrell was convicted on 7 counts stemming from his actions during the January 6th riot. Americans are projected to deplete their pandemic savings this quarter. That's indicated by a study by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Household surplus savings, which reached over $2 trillion in August 2021 due to increased saving during the pandemic, have now dwindled to under $190 billion. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to get right out of the way, and we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy, and we're going to bring Jean in just a minute. Go ahead, Sister Nancy. Finish it up. Tell us the question I ask you. I'm dying to hear. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think some of us heard and have believed that John Kennedy was assassinated due to at least one of his ideas was that he was opposed to the nuclear weapons being placed in Israel at Dimona. They already knew about Dimona.
Yes, I've heard that all my life.
And a lot of us think that. But that is not what Robert Kennedy Jr. thinks. He does agree that the CIA had knowledge of his uncle's assassination. But now here's what he's thinking happened. He said that, and I knew about this. I knew that the Cubans were very mad at John Kennedy because when he immediately, after he got elected, was a Bay of Pigs in which he failed to follow up and give air support to the Cubans who were legitimately trying to take back Cuba. And I think a lot of these Cubans were imprisoned. Some of them were killed. So right off the bat, the Cubans were pretty mad at John Kennedy. What happened is that later on, and I don't know exactly how he got this lined up, but he became somewhat associated became somewhat, I think, sympathetic with the communist. What happened is that clearly Lee Harvey Oswald was an agent of the CIA. But what happened is this. According to Robert
yes,
Kennedy,
he
said that everybody, all the Cubans were really angry, and they were harassing the waters and the ships that were going around Cuba. They were doing these things to intimidate Castro, so the Coast Guard was arresting Cubans for harassment. So this was another thing that really prompted the Cubans in Havana to get a hitman through these Cubans who were who owned casinos. He names them. He names these people. He said that they had the availability to get a hitman. They worked with the CIA, and they were casino owners. They were Cubans. And he felt like that these were the main ones who were responsible for his uncle's death. He said that that John Kennedy became friendly with Khrushchev, which I really didn't realize. But he said what has happened is after the Warren Commission came out, which became the orthodoxy, that it was always a single one man that did it. It was a lone shooter. He said everybody was discouraged from ever talking about anything other than the lone shooter. And that's where he said the word conspiracy theorist came about. And he said a lot of this is all, he refers to this as kabuki theater. It was all behind the scenes. But he still, you know, he did not talk about Israel. He didn't talk about the nuclear weapons in Israel. He pins it basically on Miami Cubans.
That's not what I've heard, but anyway, also he came out, and you know what? He said some of the things about the Russians that we've said. He said, here's what he said. The Russians have suffered more than any people in the past 100 years. He said, can't imagine how they suffered during the Second World War. Hell yes, they're going to get nervous if we put missiles on their borders, stuff like that. And I've also read forever that he never, ever wanted to go into Cuba. He said he did not want the military going to Cuba. He didn't want to provoke the Russians to an all-out nuclear war. But anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up. In a minute, I got to ask you Gene a question, but go ahead.
There was an interesting thing, too, which I, of course, is a lot of this I don't know. But listen to this. This is another thing that was happening with Cuba. According to this, according to Robert Kennedy, we had nukes in Turkey and Italy.
True.
And
true.
What we did in order to solve the Cuban crisis, we had to promise, America had to promise the Soviets that we would take them out of Turkey, which
yes.
apparently was one of the things that we did.
That's
so,
true.
You know, we're always trying to intimidate, always trying to threaten, and always trying to take over and overthrow these countries. But Russia has every reason to fear what we're up to, and because we break all of our promises. That's for sure.
Yeah. I just got
It's history of the American government since 1860, and we've talked about that, and it's on our commercial for Blood River Radio, and Lee was a prophet. He said, if those people, the Yankees, win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. And it's turned out to be exactly what he prophesied. We have. And like you said, Nancy, we break treaties left and right, not just against the Native American tribes that signed off on treaties here and took their land as soon as the ink wasn't even dry on the treaty. And they started taking their land away from them, moving them off of the decent land and putting them out on stuff where the only thing you grow were rocks. And it's just one thing after the government one thing after another that this rotten government has done. So,
and you know what was interesting? Tucker didn't have much time to really say anything. Most of this was constant information from Robert Kennedy Jr. One of the things that Tucker did ask was, if you get elected president, what are you going to do with these federal agencies? And his idea, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s idea, is that in order to control the CIA and I guess maybe even the FBI, that there has to be a separation between espionage and planning these actions. He felt that might be the only way they could do anything. Of course, it would be great if they could eliminate them altogether. It might save this country if we could eliminate the CIA and FBI and BATF and all these other bureaucracies which have grown and actually control, in many ways, control the government.
Well, that's true. And turn it back over to the state agencies to take care of whatever's going on in their state. And if they can't handle it, then, you know, they can call on some help. But, you know, when it's so arrogant of the FBI to come in and just push everybody out of the way and say, well, we're here now, we're taking over. Well, you know, who asked you to do that? I don't know. So I think that they've pretty much destroyed that department right there. It's gone from what used to be a nationwide, you know, police force, basically, to just contract hitmen for whoever the government wants to go after. And they entice people, they lie, and they get informants in with groups and, you know, make like they're part of that group and get them to say things that they can use against them in court, whether they're ever going to actually do anything or not. And that's what's really upsetting, that they set up people to be arrested, and then they act like, oh, well, we didn't have anything to do with it. And there's still a lot of question about how many FBI agents were tearing down the barricades and going knocking down the doors and windows in the Capitol on January 6th. There's no telling how many FBI agents were leading that operation right there.
You know, I had always heard that if you lie to the FBI, you could go to jail. But these people can lie to everybody else, and they can set up these sting operations, set up these snitches, and have them lie. Everybody can lie except, you can't lie to them. Let's put it that
exactly.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah, the FBI has lost a lot of their credibility. I really am disgusted with what they've done, and, you know, it's just, it really is. It turns you against the country. It really does.
Right.
I was just killing time this afternoon, and that movie was on, Olympus Has Fallen. You know, Gerald Butler is in that, the actor. He's a good actor. But I really enjoy about the first hour of that movie when the North Koreans just blast the living daylights out of the White House. Just pretty much destroyed the place. I'm going, yes, go right ahead.
What's the name of that movie? I got to see it.
Map.
What's the name of that movie?
They showed, it's called Olympus Has Fallen, and it's about these North Koreans that take over the White House, and Gerald Butler got kicked out of the Secret Service because there was a wreck, and
that would be great.
President's wife died in this wreck, car wreck. Wasn't his fault, but they kicked him out of the Secret Service, and he has some kind of desk job, and all of a sudden, this big C-130 comes in, and it's got those Gatling guns firing out the side, and it just mows down everybody on the street in Washington and shoots all the security off the top of the White House, and then they hit it with rockets, and they're all going in there, and I'm going, darn. And of course, they're hustling the president down to the bunker way down underneath there. And I thought if Biden was in there, he'd turn around and run right out in the yard where all the shooting's going on. He wouldn't even know where to go. So.
We need some North Korean Secret Service agents. Folks, we'll be right back after this break.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the courts of divine justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to this last segment. It's always just go so fast. I've told Sister Nancy the other day, I don't know how in the world we got by with 2 hours. And now I guess Sister Nancy's saying maybe we should go to 4 hours because Sister Nancy says we need to do that.
That is an out and out lie. That is nothing but a lie.
Go ahead, Sister Nancy. Hey, I'll take a lie detector test. Anyway,
that's,
go ahead.
That's nothing
go
but ahead. A damn Yankee lie. That's what that is right there. Okay, go ahead.
That is filthy, dirty, no good scumbag.
That's a Yankee lie.
Okay, I'll just cover, kind of give an outline of what Robert Kennedy said about the border. He said to begin with he was really not for the Trump border wall, but after having spent several days down there, he believes that the border should be, the border wall needs certainly to be in urban areas. And of course he you'd have to listen to it, but he questions how they have these open areas which were paid for, these fences that have never been installed, and because of the vindictiveness of the Democratic Party, they decided to come up with these flimsy little fences that they put up that are not worth, not even in deep in the ground, and have spent money on these substitute fences. It's not exactly a border. I guess it's just a little like a chain link fence or whatever. So he pins the Democrats down on that, and he does say quite a few things. He analyzes this is actually on another tape that he did about the border, but he said, listen to this. He said the cartels run everything, and it's really not run by us. He said that the Border Patrol is totally demoralized, and he spent 3 days down there, and I think 2 nights he watched 2 busloads cross with 55 people each in each bus, and he, believe it or not, he actually interviewed them. And the interesting part was he said they were not from South America. They were not Mexicans. They weren't from Central America. They were from everywhere. They were from Kazakhstan, Nepal, Pakistanis, Indians, Africans. He said, I don't even know if he interviewed any Mexicans at all. But he actually talked to them and asked them, you know, what were they doing? And he said, here's how it works, which nobody has ever explained this as far as I know. He said, here's how the cartels work. They advertise on TikTok. They advertise that they will get you to good old America. And what you do, first of all, you fly into Mexico City. And they have a place where they meet you and get your visa in Mexico City. Then they transport you to Mexicali. And all of this is done, of course, you're paying for it. But he said, a lot of these people, before they ever get into this country, they're extorted, they're robbed, they're raped, they're mistreated, abused, their children are separated from them. They actually become somewhat indentured to the cartels. They could be working, for example, and say they're working in a chicken factory or working whatever kind of work they're doing, they owe money to the cartels. I guess the cartels will come into this country and probably maybe kill them. But what was interesting, I thought it was fantastic, that he says the way it works, when they get into this country, they come across by bus, they're brought in by the cartels, the Border Patrol fingerprints them, check them if they can check them. He says there's millions, maybe 7 million have come across. He says the Department of Homeland, believe it or not, will pay for them to fly to any city they want to go to. If they have no money, of course, you know, probably by the time they get into this country, they have no money anyway, because the cartel has either stolen it from them or they've had to pay to get to Mexico City. So the Department of Homeland will get them on an airplane and fly them wherever they want to go. So, I mean, then they can stay in this country 7 or 8 years without actually doing anything. I mean, they can just escape. I guess they give them a date, maybe years down the road, because they can't handle these millions of people running them through the court system. So all we've got is just open borders, and the borders are totally run by the cartels. Okay, if we know
that,
he found it out. Why can't our government officials find it out?
Because they want the open borders.
How come he's the only one who tells you? Well, how come he's the only one I've ever heard talk? And, you know, I questioned this myself. I told my brother, these people look like they have got clean outfits on. Their face is not filthy dirty. You mean they've been walking for 1,000 miles across the jungle and they look like they're clean? This is not possible. So this is the way they are transported. They fly into Mexico City. They get a visa. They're sent to Mexicali. And from Mexicali, they board buses. And they're brought to the border, and they're crossed with money. They pay to get in.
No, it's a major operation.
The border.
There's no doubt about it. When they were having all that, the surges, all those people that were supposedly marching through Central America and Guatemala and everything. Yeah, well, who was feeding them? Who was giving them restrooms? Who was giving them clean clothes? All this stuff.
They don't carry anything with them.
No. They don't.
They don't carry. Look at them. They don't have a bag. They don't have one little old bag. And they've been marching through.
But
the
they travel
space.
Thousands of miles. And how did they do that? You know. Yeah. What?
Right. It's
a set-up deal.
It is. It sure is. And you know, they're advertising on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, it's what the Democrats want. They want to neutralize these red states, and they figure that they bring in enough of these illegals, and of course get them registered to vote. And the thing is, they don't have to get them registered to vote in every single county. All they have to do is get them registered to vote in these Democrat run liberal Democrat major cities. You look at Georgia. You know, Georgia in the last election was a red state. Well, except for the 5 metropolitan counties around in Atlanta, Fulton, DeKalb, Gwinnett, you know, Cobb County, all around there. And that's all they needed to steal the election in Georgia, was just steal those counties with enough votes that it canceled out all the votes in all the rural areas in Georgia and some of the smaller towns. And the same thing in Pennsylvania. You steal the election in Philadelphia, and that's all you need. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and you got all of the state of Pennsylvania, and you get all the electoral votes. You don't just get a few that you got in the cities. The way the Electoral College is set up, you steal enough votes to win the state, and you get all the electoral votes. You know, even if you only win by 1%, it's 51% to 49%, you get all the electoral votes. So that's the way they do it, and that's why they're bringing them in and dumping them in these red states. And now they got them dumped up in New York, and that mayor up there squalling about they're running out of money for all of them coming to that sanctuary city up there. So they're getting their payback for what they've done. And I saw that on the news, how many millions are going to New York, and about half that amount's going to Arizona. And Arizona's just being flooded with them. They're right on the border, and they get a fraction of what New York City and New York's getting. So the Democrats, you know, they take care of their own, and they just shaft everybody else in the country. And with our money, that's the galling thing about it, that we have to pay obscene amounts of tax money to these clowns to have them turn these people against us. So I don't know where it's going to end. And, you know, we're all in the South. We're hoping the government's going to collapse and we get our country back that they stole from us in 1861 to 65. But what a mess. Anyway.
Well, quick question, because we're running out of time. Which are, I don't know if you've been keeping track of the Ukrainian-Russian war, but you'll see where things are really heating up in the Black Sea, where the Russians boarded a ship with a Turkish flag, and some NATO's come in. NATO said they're going to put up a corridor in the sea so they can get humanitarian aid into the Ukraine. It's really heating up because if the United States Navy puts their ships in there, how close are we to an all-out nuclear war with Russia, Rich?
Yeah. Well, that's what that crippled old, sorry, rat Frankie Roosevelt was doing. We weren't even in the war between England and Germany, but yet he ordered American ships to fire on German submarines and German surface boats, hoping that they would retaliate and fire back and he could get his war with Germany that he was pushing for. And the Germans wouldn't take the bait, and so he had to get a backdoor war with Japan to get his war to appease all the Jews and the communists and the Roosevelt administration that were really calling the shots, to get a backdoor war with Germany.
That's right.
You know, it's pretty dirty the way that the government of this country operates and how they – so, yeah, I'm sure they're going to send American naval ships into the Black Sea and – for some kind of incident that they can come up with that be an excuse to go after Russia or put troops on the ground in the Ukraine. I don't doubt that the government's planning some kind of false flag issue like that.
I mean, one last quick question, Dale, and I can go to either one of y'all can take this. Are they going to ask this on the first with asked Brad? Are they going to put Trump in prison? And if they do, will the MAGA people come out in force and bring this government down, Gene?
Well, you're just trying to cheer me up there, Eddie, that we can take the government down by force. You're just trying to pep me up. I've been out cutting grass all afternoon, hot and sweaty, and came in, and now you're just trying to make me feel a whole lot better. And I appreciate that. I really do. I don't care if it's the MAGAs, the Chi-Coms, the Russians, whoever. Just get that garbage out of Washington, you know.
I feel the same way. It looks like the North Koreans, according to Sister Nancy. Sister Nancy, were the North Koreans going to do it for us?
Well, they did in that movie. I thought that was pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
Maybe. Yeah.
We need – go ahead.
Talking about movies and reading history and what actually happened, not what we were told, and the way the Germans have been portrayed as just the evil people and, you know, monsters lurching around and things like that. But then you go back and read how many times they tried to get a peace agreement with England and entice England to sign an alliance with Germany against the Bolsheviks and the Russians before the war started, and Churchill just turned them down because he didn't want Germany to be an economic power in Europe. And it just shocked me so much that a leader would sacrifice the lives of millions of young men just
millions
for economic reasons. Yeah,
true.
For money.
Sure. You know, and, I have a paragraph so,
they hated the Germans.
Yeah, it just changed my opinion of watching these movies. I saw that Tom Hanks saving Ryan's privates, and I was pulling for the Germans in the movie. So.
Now I got to remember that one. Well, folks, sadly, we're out of time, and I'm going to thank y'all for coming in and bailing me out, y'all. Blood River Radio family, all one, one for all. Well, good night, everybody. Same time, next place. We will close out next week. We have 1 hour of Charlottesville in this hour two, and hour three is going to be back to business as usual. Thank you so much, Gene. Thank you, Sister Nancy. Thank you, Patty, Rich, Brad, Martin, Sister, and Little Lizzie. Little Lizzie's the one that makes this show go. And thank you, Blood River Radio family. See you same time, same place, the 26th of August. Good night, everybody.